رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. It's a nice day today, alhamdulillah, a beautiful fall day. Won't last long. Brothers and sisters, we practice, first of all, pronouns. And count, brother. Count the pronouns. Okay, brother? If I show you my palm, it means we want to do some pronouns, like a military drill. Left, right, left, right. So we make a drill of pronouns. Okay, ready? Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum. Anti, antuma, antunna. Ana, nahnu. Excellent. Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum. Anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum. Anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Excellent. Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta antumma antum Anta antumma antum Anti antumma antunna أنتِ أنتم ما أنتن أنا نحن أنا نحن هو هما هم هي هما هن هو هما هم هي هما هن. Brother, I urge you to memorize this. You can sing to your children. You can sing to your husband. The husband can sing to your their wives. You know, it's very easy. And if you have children and grandchildren, sing them. They will learn pronouns first before they say M stands for McDonald. What did I say? M for McDonald. Before they said, they must get into their system. Hua, huma, hum. It's a nice way of, you know, enjoying little singing and also teaching somebody pronouns. Inshallah. Even while you are driving, that's a nice way to, nice time to do singing. Pa kalima? Ka. Where is the ayn kalima? Ta. Where is the lam kalima? Baha. So always you will think in the terms of verb, where is fa kalima? Where is ayn kalima? Where is lam kalima? And inshallah, I will show you all these things. And inshallah, by the time we finish the course, brother and sister, every one of you, I want you to become expert in Arabic verb. Expert. You take the Quran and you see the verb, you know what it is. Inside out. Inside out. Inshallah. And it can be done. It can be learned. And it's easy. And it's enjoyable. It's fascinating. It's fun. Brother, inshallah. So, let us do now kataba. Remember, sakin pronouns, which is huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma. And from hunna, it changes. Hunna, it changes into mutaharik pronouns. When I say mutaharik pronouns, means the pronoun which is acting as a fa'il at the end has a proper vowel sign. And when I say sakin pronoun, it means the pronoun which is acting as a fa'il in the verb has got a sukoon on top. Very simple. So first five in the 14 pronouns, first five, if you go in the sequence, the first five are sakin pronouns. And the last nine are, and where is our cutoff point? Starting from hunna. Hunna starts the mutaharik pronoun. I'll be saying these quite often, inshallah, whenever I get a chance, you'll become very strong. So that when we come to weak verbs, people run away from weak verbs. When the weak verbs come, brother, they say bap re bap. I did not say bob re bob. I did not think about the politician. I said bap re bap. People run away. Okay? So, but once you have this thing in your mind, it is interesting and very beautiful and easy to learn, inshallah. Ready, brothers and sisters? In the sequence of the pronoun. Kataba, kataba, katabu, katabat, katabata, katabna, katabta, katabtuma, katabtum, katabti, katabtuma, katabtunna, katabtu, katabna. Got the idea? Have you got it in your mind? If you don't have in your mind, open the handout, page number 7. Keep that page in front of you. We will practice every day, little bit. In the beginning, we'll do a little more, but later on, it will be just a couple of verbs every day. Next one, brother and sister, kharaja, kharaja, kharaju, kharajat, kharajata, kharajna, kharajta, kharajtuma, kharajtum, kharajti, kharajtuma, kharajtunna, kharajtu, kharajna. Got the idea, brother? When you say, you know where the verb is and where the fa'il is, because they always come together. They cannot be separated. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? They always come together. Okay. Remember that. If there is a verb, there has to be a fa'il. There has to be a fa'il. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, we do zahaba. Ready? Zahaba, zahaba, zahabu, zahabat, zahabata, zahabna, zahabta, zahabtuma, zahabtum, zahabti, zahabtuma, zahabtunna, zahabtu, zahabna. If you have that page in front of you, it will help you, inshallah. Ready, brother and sister? Jalasa. Jalasa, jalasa, jalasu, jalasat, jalasata, jalasna, jalasta, jalastuma, jalastum, jalasti, jalastuma, jalastunna, jalastu, jalasna. Next week, I will ask one brother and one sister to, I will write the verb and you will conjugate. If you make a mistake, I don't mind. For every mistake, the cost is one dozen samosas. So you can make mistakes and then bring samosas. Okay, brothers and sisters. Raja, and if you make too many mistakes, then you got to bring biryani. Huh? Raja, he returned. Huh? Raja, Raja'a, Raja'u, Raja'at, Raja'ata, Raja'na, Raja'ata, Raja'atuma, Raja'atum, Raja'ati, Raja'atuma, Raja'atunna, Raja'atu, Raja'na. We'll finish it, brother. Samia, he heard. In the dictionary, it will say to hear. But true translation is he heard. Because he is there in the verb, inside the verb, he. Our eyes cannot see, but our mind can see that it is there. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters? Samia, Samia, Samiru, Samiat, Samiata, Samiana, Samiata, Samiatuma, Samiatum, Samiati, Samiatuma, Samiatunna, Samiatu, Samiana. Got the ideas, brother? Now, shariba. Shariba, shariba, sharibu, sharibat, sharibata, sharibna, sharibta, shariptuma, shariptum, sharipti, shariptuma, shariptunna, shariptu, sharibna. Hal sharipti shai al yom ya Salma? Translate, brother. Did you drink tea this morning? What will you say? Naam. I drank. How will you say? Shariptu. Got the idea, brother? Hal sharipta kahwa?
La.
La. Then you will have to say, no, ma shariptu.
Ma shariptu.
Ma shariptu. I did not drink. We are going to practice a little bit of that, inshallah.
Ma shariptu. What you have drunk?
I did not drink. Ma shariptu, I did not drink. Ma shariptu, ha, you can say that, but we have not reached that stage. So I'm taking little, small, not the whole thing. Okay, I will discuss more, but just to give you a little practice. Hal zahabti ilal souk al yom? Did you go to the market today? Say answer naam. Even if you did not go, say yes, I went. Okay, naam, zahabtu. What will you say? Zahabtu. Okay, I went, yeah. Hal zahabta ilal masjid al yawm? Naam, zahabtu. Means I went. Are you with me, brother? Hal zahabtum ilal masjid al yawm? Naam, zahabna. We went. Are you with me, brother? This is how the pronouns will be used, you know. Okay. Oh, good question. What is hal? Good question. What is a? It's a particle. It is called a particle of interrogation, asking question. Are you with me? Even ahaza baitun? Naam, haza baitun. Say, ahaza masjidun? La, haza baitun. Or, you know, you can say like that. Okay, now, Hal is same thing. No difference. Whether you use hal, they are both particles of interrogation, of asking question. Is it clear, Sister Salma? Hal and they are all come in the Quran, brother. Okay, and you will come across them, inshallah. Now, akala. Akala, he ate. Akala, akala, akalu, akalat, akalata, akalna, akalta, akaltuma, akaltum, akalti, akaltuma, akaltunna, akaltu, akalna. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. But we will practice a little bit and we will get used, our tongue will get used to these pronunciations. And our ears too, inshallah. Okay. So, do not miss the class. That is what I would, I had a student, since last 6 years, I come across many, many, many wonderful students. And they really impressed me and I was touched by their dedication and their love to learn Arabic. So there was one sister, Fatima, when I said, nobody should miss. She said, yes, Brother Asif. Nobody should miss the class unless they are out of town or they are bleeding to death. You cannot miss the class unless you are bleeding to death. Then you are excused. Don't come. Otherwise, we must try to attend. Inshallah. Okay, brother. Akala. Okay. Tuffah is apple. Hal akalti tuffaha? Naam akaltu. I ate. We still have to bring another pronoun for apple, but I'm not using it now. Okay. Mauz is banana. Hal akaltal mauz?
Naam.
Akaltu. That's how we'll say. Hal akaltunna biryani? Akaltunna biryani? Naam. Akalna. You will say akalna. Yes, we ate. Hal akaltum jalebi? Naam. Akalna. Jalebi?
Indian sweet.
Indian sweet. Oh, brother, then I will say, Hal akaltum baklava? Naam. Akalna. Are you with me? Okay, brothers and sisters. So I will be using different techniques for you to think. If I take kataba, and if I say, Nahnu, what will you say to me? Katabna. What will you say? Katabna. So that our mind starts to think. Nahnu katabna. Hiya katabat. Katabat. Practice. We'll practice. If you make mistakes, don't worry. It's normal. Nobody is perfect. We will make mistakes. It's normal. To err is human. To forgive is divine. Okay? Fine, brothers and sisters. Antum, akaltum, hum. Let us decide which verb we are using. I'm confusing. Okay. Let's use kataba. It's easy to figure out. Hum, katabu. Hum, katabu. Hunna, katabna. Anta, ana. Anti, hiya, katabat. Got the idea? Anti, katabti. Hiya, katabat. Now, brothers and sisters, you take extra sheets. Have you got 25 sheets, everybody? But I don't think Sister Maynaz and Sister Nasreen got it. Inshallah, Brother Muhammad will give you. He is in charge of everything, okay? I teach, and he looks after the rest of the work. May Allah bless him and Sister Naima. They are doing excellent. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Practice. Every day you should write two. Select from that page of verbs and write down two at a time. And inshallah we'll practice all of them. New verb. Just one new verb. What is it?
Fataha.
What is it? Fataha. He opened. In the dictionary, it will say to open. But you know, he opened. Ready? Fataha. Fataha. Fatahu. Fatahat. Fatahata. Fatahna. Fatahta. Fatahtuma. Fatahtum. Fatahti. Fatahtuma. Fatahtunna. Fatahtu. Fatahna. See? Inshallah, you'll find it very easy and very interesting. Inshallah, inshallah. And maybe after a couple of weeks, you'll say, I knew this from a long time ago. I didn't learn now. I knew it from childhood, you know. Inshallah, Allah will make it very easy for us. Okay, brothers and sisters, now we go to our lesson. We want to finish where we left last yesterday. Page number 32. I'm not saying the numbers in Arabic now, but when we learn the numbers, then I will start saying them in Arabic, inshallah. Remember this exercise, no vowel signs. And this exercise emphasizes the understanding and the use of Hamzatul Wasal. There are only two Hamzatul Wasal. One is Ibnun and the other is Ismun. Are you with me? Ibnun and Ismun. So, watch, brothers and sisters. Read the first one. Ibnu Muhammadin fil Iraq. Wabnu Hamidin fil Hind. What kind of a jumla is it? Jumla ismiya. Where is Mubtada? Ibnu. Where is Khabar? Nahi. Fil Iraq. Okay. What is Muhammad? Mudaf ilayhi. So we will say Ibnu Mubtada, Wahua Mudaf, and Muhammadin Mudaf ilayhi, and fil Iraq, Jar Majroor, Shibu Jumla Khabar. Jar Majroor, Shibu Jumla Khabar, inshallah. Very good, brothers and sisters. Next one is Jumla Failure. Kharajabnu Tabibi, Minal Baiti. What is it? Kharajabnu Tabibi, Minal Baiti. Where is the verb? Kharaja. And what, where is the file? Ibnu. But we say Kharajabnu. Why did we say that? Because Hamza of Ibnu is Hamzatul Wasal and it has come in the middle, so we have to, you know, assimilate it. Correct, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now, Zahaba, Zahaba Ibnu Tajiri ila Souq. So how will you say, brothers? Zahababnu. Zahababnu Tajiri ila Souq. Same way, Suki. Correct? Suki. So Zahaba is our verb. Where is the file? Ibnu. Okay, brothers and sisters? Wahua Mudaf and then Mudaf ilahi. And ila Suki, what is ila Suki? Jar Majroor. I will not say Shibu Jumla, I will not say Khabar. Because in Jumla Failure, we do not discuss Khabar. Khabar only, we think of it when it is Jumla Ismiya. Jumla Failure, we don't say anything about Khabar. We just describe it, Jar Majroor. If there is a Zarf, we'll say Zarf. Khalas. Masmur Rajuli, what is it? Masmur Rajuli.
One more.
Oh, did I skip? Okay, sorry, brother. Ismul Muhandisi Faisalun. Wasmut Tabibi Mas'udun. Got the idea, brother? Okay, this is Jumla Ismiya. Where is Mubtada? Ismu. Wahua Mudaf. Muhandisi Mudaf Ilayhi. Where is Khabar? Faisalun. Wow, Ataf. Ismu again Mubtada. Wahua Mudaf. Tabibi Mudaf Ilayhi. And what is Mas'ud? Khabar. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Masmur Rajuli, what is the name of the man? Okay, now brother, if you say Ma Ismu Rajuli, it's not proper. It's weak. But when you say Masmu, there's a beauty and eloquence to it. Masmur Rajuli. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Masmur Rajuli. Okay, because that Hamza is Hamzatul Wasal. It is not in the beginning, so we will skip. Masmur Rajuli. Very good, brother. Ibnu Man Anta. Ibnu Man Anta. Whose son are you? Brother, I would request you to circle Ibnu Man. With pencil. Why? Mudaf Mudafilehi. Because when Man comes, Man does not show kasra or anything. So it can become a little confusing. Ibn Man, Ibn Mudaf, and Man is Mudafili. No vowel sign to indicate it's Majrur. Okay. What is the next one? Ana Ibnul Waziri. I am the son of Wazir. Fine. Anabnu. We will say, I'm only breaking it for you to understand, so that when we say it together, we will say Anabnul Waziri. Anabnul Waziri. Where is Muftita, brother? Ana. Where is the khabar? Ibnu. Wahua Mudaf. And where is Mudaf Ilehi? Waziri. Brother, inshallah, you'll get it. And then I would like you to become expert in these things. You know, when you say Mudaf, Mudaf Ilehi. But before you say Mudaf, we should say, is it fa'il? Or is it Muftita? Is it khabar? We say that first, and then we say mudaf, and then we come to mudafili. Al kalimatul jadid, new words, brother. Ar rasulu, see, sun letter. Ar rasulu, and then al kaabatu, and then al ismu, al ibnu. You can see because this pronunciation is a little difficult, you know. Al ibnu, al ammu. Al-Khalu, Al-Hakibatu, your bag, okay. As-Sayyaratu, okay. As-Shari'u, the street. Mughlaqun, closed. Tahta, under. Hunaka, there. Sayyaratul Mudarrisi. What is it, brother? What is your opinion? What is your opinion? I know it. What would you say? I know it. We know it now. Nothing new for us. Because we are practicing the analysis. So that's why it's very easy for us, you know. But if we did not practice, then it could be a little difficult. Okay. Now we come to lesson number 6. Ad-darsu sadisu. This lesson is truly halwa puri. Very easy. Both these lessons are very easy. The thing that we learn now in this lesson, see, I wrote down. Hada, what is hada? Ismu ishara. What is it? Ismu ishara hada. Ismu ishara lil kareem. For near. What is Zalika? Ismu ishara lil ba'id. It is all in the book. Inshallah, you'll see it. Okay. So these two are they? Muzakkar. They are masculine. And what are these, brothers and sisters? Al muzakkar, I should write down. Al muzakkar. Okay. And this is Al Mu'annasu. Okay, brother? In Arabic, we have always masculine and female. Arabic is very precise. Everything is in pair. Allah has created everything in pair. Okay? So, what is the Mu'annas of Hadha? Hazihi. Very simple. Huh? It comes all the time in the Quran. And what is the muannaf of dhalika? Tilka. Hazihi ismu ishara lil qareeb. Tilka ismu ishara lil ba'eed. But these are both muannas. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? They are both muannas. Hada ismu ishara lil qareeb. Dhalika ismu ishara lil ba'eed. But they are muzakkar. Okay. Now, what is there to be careful about? Here is a rule, brothers and sisters. In Jumla Ismiya, what do you have? Mubtada and Khabar. Huh? Brothers and sisters, Khabar has to match Mubtada. What did I say? Khabar has to match Mubtada in two things. Huh? What are those two things, brothers and sisters? Huh? Marfu is, without saying, they have to be marfu. Okay? Gender and number. If the mubtada is muannas, the khabar has to be muannas. If the mubtada is muzakkar, khabar has to be muzakkar. And if the mubtada is singular, khabar has to be singular. If the mubtada is dual, khabar has to be dual. If the mubtada is plural, khabar has to be plural. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But because we have not done dual and plural, they will not come across in this lesson. We will only come across singulars. Okay? So here is an example I give you. Hada jadidun. What did I say? Hada jadidun. Hada mubtada jadidun khabar. Now what is hada? Masculine. So khabar is masculine. And hadhihi, if I say hadhihi, then I have to say jadidatun. By adding ta marbuta to a noun or adjective, we make it into muannas. We did that in the first session, you know. By adding ta marbuta, we make it into muannas. Huh, brother? Okay. And the best example is, you know, jamilun, jamilatun. And if you even say maftuhun, then you have to say maftuhatun. If you say mughlaqun, you have to say mughlaqatun. If you say maksurun, you have to say maksuratun. If the mubtada is muannas. Are you with me? Fine. Brother, so, hadhi jadidatun. Now look at al-baytu jamilun. What is al-baytu? Mubtada. What is the khabar? Jamilun. The house is beautiful. Okay? Remember, mubtada always marfu, khabar always marfu. Mubtada most of the time, definite. Huh? And then, khabar is most of the time indefinite. Okay, next one, brother. As-sa'atu. Do you see ta-marbuta at the end? That is a sign that it is feminine. So the khabar has to be now? Muannas, jamilatun. Is it clear? Sister Amna? Sister Salma? Okay. And same way I say, dhalika jamilun, and tilka jamilatun. I'm so anxious to show you verses from the Quran, brothers and sisters. Because Quran is miracle which the language of the Quran makes the grammar of Arabic, dictates the grammar of Arabic. The scholars have to go to Quran to learn the grammar of Arabic. Okay? And everything is there. If there are any exceptions, they are mentioned in the Quran. And I would like to share with you certain verses, which you know it. These verses, you know it very well, inshallah. You have memorized it. But now we will analyze and understand it, inshallah. Okay? So this is the rule. Okay? That's all there is. It is. On top of the sentence, you will have Mubtada coming as a Mudaf coming as a Mubtada. What is it? مضاف coming as a مبتدا اور خبر coming as a مبتدا خلاص. Now we start the lesson and you will see and you will analyze. And keep the pencil handy because I think if you make a line and separate مبتدا خبر, then when you are doing at home your revision, it will be easy. After week or two, you won't need that thing. Then you will understand everything. Fine. Hazabnu Hamidin. What did I say? Hazabnu. Hazabnu Hamidin. Okay, where is Mubtada? Haza. Put a line after it with a pencil. If you are comfortable, you don't have to. But I think putting a line will make you understand it 110%. Okay, fine. Where is the khabar? Ibnu. And what is Ibnu? Mudaf. And Mudaf ilayhi. Wa hadhihi bintu yasirin. Okay, brother and sister. So where is Mubtada? Hadhihi. Why hadhihi? Because the khabar is muannas. Are you with me? Bintu is muannas, isn't it? Okay. Ibnu is muzakkar. Because the Mubtada was Muzakkar. Now, Bintu is Khabar, Muannas, so we have to use Hadihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear, Brother Abdul Samad? Is it clear, sisters? Why do you use Hadihi? Because the Khabar is also Muannas. So they must match. Mubtada and Khabar should match each other in gender and in number, inshallah. Okay. Next one, Ibnu Hamidin Jalisun. So, okay. Ibnu. What is Ibnu, brothers and sisters? Mubtada. Huwa Mudaf. Hamidun Mudafili. And where is the khabar? Jalisun. Very good. Wa Bintu Yasirin. Bintu Mubtada. Yasirin Mudafilihi. Now look at it, brother. You got to describe Bintu. So it became Muannas, Waqifatun. Are you with me? I can say this, you know. Muhammadun Waqifun. Muhammad is studying. Are you with me? But if I say Amina, then I have to say Amina, Aminatu Waqifatun. Are you with me? Hasan Jalisun. Salma Jalisatun. Got the idea? Jalisatun. Abdul Qadir Jalisun. Fatima Jalisatun. It has to match. Inshallah. And these are the sentences Dr. Sahib has beautifully presented. And we will, inshallah, get to understand. Man hadhihi. You know, we learned before. Man hadha. Man zalika. Now we say man hadhihi. If I point my finger here, then I'll say man haza. If I point my finger to Sister Salma, I say man hazihi. Got the idea? Inshallah. Man hazihi, then you will say hazihi. Then it has to be monas. Ukhtu muhandisi. Ukhtul muhandisi. What is the meaning of ukhtu? Sister. She is, or this is, sister of muhandis. Okay? Now, if there is an engineer, and engineer has a sister. So the doubt comes in our mind. Is she also an engineer? Are you with me? So, ahiya, aidan means also. Aidan means also. Huwa muhandisun, and hiya muhandisatun. Are you with me? Huwa tabibun, hiya tabibatun. Huwa mudarisun, hiya mudarisatun. So that's why we say ahiya aidan muhandisatun la hiya tabibatun. So hiya mubtada, where is the khabar? Tabibatun. They are both matching in gender. And they are both matching in number, singular. Both of them are singular. Okay? So matching of mubtada with khabar in gender as well as in number. Inshallah. Sayaratu man hazihi. If you just put a circle, Sayaratu man. What is Sayaratu man? Mudah, mudah filehi. Whose car is this? Hadhihi, draw a line. Sayaratul mudiri. Hadhihi mubtada. Where is the khabar? Sayaratu. Sayaratul mudiri. If I see the house, then I will say, Hadha baitul mudiri. If I see the car, then I'll say, Hadhihi sayaratul mudiri. Got the idea? Hadha kalamul mudiri. And if I look at the watch, Hadhihi saatu mudiri. So we have to match, inshallah. Okay. Brothers and sisters, man hazihi, and after that the sentence is hazihi ukhtul muhandisi, put a line after ukhtu. Put a line after hazihi. So hazihi is mubtada, so just put a line with pencil in the beginning. Hazihi. Yeah. Yes, that way, brother. And the same way, hazihi sayaratul mudiri, so put a line on hazihi, so that is your mubtada. Ma hazihi, now brother, akil and gair akil, human beings and things, okay. So that is, what is that here? Iron, okay, iron, okay. And then what do you call it in mikwatun? Mikwatun, yes. Yes. If it is feminine, you will have to use proper pronouns for feminine.
So there will be a wife and be a car, the same thing.
Yeah, same. Everything is, brother, in this world is either muannas or mudhakkar. Are you with me? Yes.
The feminine word, do you need a tanween?
Yeah. Tanween will come.
Okay.
When you see one Dhamma at the end of the noun, Fatimatu, Zainabu, Maryamu, okay, Akbaru, Kaslanu, things like that, we are going to study. That one Dhamma tells me a story. And it tells me the noun is diptot. What is it, brother?
Diptot.
What is the meaning of diptot? It does not completely decline. Triptot will always be dhun dan din. And diptot will be dhun dan dan. Okay, we give example. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. Okay, now what about Zainabu, Zainaba, Zainaba? It does not decline. But if we say Ila Zainaba, then I know because there is a Ila, now the Zainaba is Majroor. My mind will say it is Majroor. But she does not allow Kasra to go under her. Are you with me, brother and sister? So any noun that you see, brother and sister, if it ends with one vowel sign, then they are all diptot. In Arabic we call Mamnu Minas Sarf. Means it is, they are forbidden to decline. Only decline halfway. I give you one example, brother. You know the Muhammad, when you say Muhammad, what is it? Are you with me? Ali, you say Ali Jun. But if you say Ahmad, Ahmadu. What is it? Ahmadu. Because it is diptot. Because there is a single Dhamma. And soon, Sister Maina, we will learn. We have got to learn a lot. It depends how they were made. For example, the name Amjad. See, Ahmad, Amjad, Arshad, they are on a certain pattern. And when we learn all these things, inshallah, we will understand. But for the time being, when you see in our book these names with one Dhamma, they are Mamnu min sarf, they are diptot. So, I told you last time, brothers and sisters, Fatimatu, Zainabu, Maryamu, Aminatu, Khatijatu, these are all diptor. They have single dhamma. Huh? Okay? All feminine. You know, we have Jamil. If a person's name is Jamil, what does it mean? Jamilun. Huh? If there's a girl, Jamila, Jamilatu, because it's a name. Okay? When you say Jamilatun, then it becomes adjective. Jamilatu. Remember that?
But Muhandis now is.
Muhandisun.
Yeah, but it's not a name.
No, it is an adjective. It is adjective. Or, you know, it's not the name of a... It's not a name of a person.
It's not a proper noun.
It's not a proper noun.
Okay,
it's a common noun.
Yeah.
It's not a proper noun. Okay, brother and sister?
Okay.
So...
If it's a common noun, then it's...
Proper noun. See, last time I jokingly told you, you know, that why, you have to think why they said Tanween on the name of man and only single. Something is not right. Something seems to be, you know, no justice here. But then I told you, jokingly, that, you know, sisters are all very beautiful. Allah has given them a lot of beauty. We are all rough and plain, you know. We need extra Tanween to decorate ourselves. So extra tanweens are like two feathers. So because sisters are already beautiful, so we give them one feather. That was one joke. Another joke was, men are very strong. They can carry two tanweens. But if you tell a sister to carry tanween, she'll barely carry one tanween. But that is not the reason. The reason is, if there is a tanween, then it is triptote. And if it is a one vowel sign, then it is diptong.